What I'd like to do now is to address a dire situation in Germany. And our update has already touched upon it in two articles, which I want to quote to you, but then a lot more has happened since then. I'm focusing on Germany because we know that Germany is going to be that country which is going to lead Europe, which in all likelihood will produce the beast. It could be an Austrian. It looks more and more to me like it's going to be a German person. And what we are seeing in Germany right now, without any question, is a preview and a forerunner of what we will be seeing very, very soon on a massive scale. I'd like to read to you from an article by Deutsche Welle, dated April 7, saying this. Berlin's administrative court on Tuesday rejected an emergency application from an offshoot of one Catholic congregation that wanted a service limited to 50 persons. Berlin's coronavirus control decree did not violate religious freedoms, the judges ruled. Earlier, administrative courts in Hesse and Saxony had declared pandemic bans on gatherings as lawful, and in Hesse's case, rejected a lone Catholic's application. On Tuesday, constitutional jurist or lawyer Horst Dreyer told Düsseldorf's Rheinische Post newspaper that banning church services was very problematic. Protestant and retired TV presenter Peter Hane accused Protestant leaders of rushing last month to obey secular authorities. Beverage stores are open, the church is not. Whom do you want to explain that to? Said Hane, telling the Neue Osnabrücker Zeitung newspaper that not being allowed to physically attend services struck at the core of church practice. Now, subsequently, the highest court, the highest supreme constitutional court in Germany, confirmed the decision that it was not allowed to have church services. Now, also, you might want to listen to comments by the German head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, saying that the European bloc's elderly, whatever elderly means, may have to be kept isolated until the end of the year to protect them from coronavirus. Children and young people will enjoy more freedom of movement earlier than elderly people, she said. She also warned EU nationals against booking the summer vacation just yet. I advise people to delay such plans. No one can make reliable predictions for July and August at the moment, she said. We also quoted an article, again by Deutsche Welle, dated April 16, saying that Germany's latest lockdown measures now include a ban on major public events until August 31. Although Oktoberfest is due to start after the current cutoff, Bavaria state premier said the festival will probably not take place this year. I'm very skeptical, and based on the current situation, I can hardly imagine that such a large event would even be possible at that time, Markus Söder, who is the premier of Bavaria, said. The article goes on to say that Oktoberfest is the world's largest beer festival. Of course, this attracts up to 6 million people. This year's festivities are scheduled to start on September 19 and run until October 4. Now, September 19 is also the day when we keep the Feast of Trumpets. And then, of course, September 28 is the Day of Atonement. And the Feast of Tabernacles, the last great day, are from October 3 until October 10. So that, of course, brings into focus how the Feast of Tabernacles is going to be kept in Germany. When it comes to Germany, I'd like to read to you from an article which the Ron Paul Institute published on April 17. He is addressing a situation which I was already aware of. In Germany, this was already reported. It has to do with a German lawyer Her name is Beate Barner. But here's an English version of it, so I'd like to just read that to you rather than me trying to put everything together. It says, in the Soviet Union, activists were sent to state psychiatric wards. According to the state, any and all opposition to government policy was considered a form of mental illness. It is not likely German lawyer Beate Barner will be tortured like others in Russia. However, that doesn't make her arrest and forced confinement in a mental institution any less egregious. So she was put into a mental institution. Why? Barner had become known in the past few days with a call for nationwide demonstrations and an urgent application for the abolition of all corona protective measures. The medical specialist lawyer from Heidelberg considers the corona rules to be excessive and advocates for them to be abolished. Barner's website was shut down at the request of the Mannheim police. There is an audio posted on YouTube by her. She was able to smuggle it out of the institution, I believe to her sister, and she posted it then on YouTube. I heard it, where she describes police totalitarian measurements towards her, brutal actions against her when she was arrested. And then she was placed into psychiatric care because of what I just read to you. That's exactly what she was doing and saying, and that is, of course, not permitted in a free country. The article here goes on to say, in Germany, the state has moved to declare opposition to the destruction of civilization a mental illness. As more people resist mass house arrest, the state will undoubtedly resort to measures above and beyond locking activists up in mental institutions. What are they talking about? What measures could they possibly be talking about? I have to say that since Adolf Hitler, I have never seen anything like it before in at least the so-called western part, the free western part of Germany. I don't want to talk about East Germany, of course. You had the Stasi ruling there under the communist regime, but I'm talking about western Germany. This is outrageous, what's happening here. Absolutely unreal. Now, going a little bit step further, Deutsche Welle wrote on April 17 that German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said on Friday that travel warnings are not going to be relaxed anytime soon. At the current point in time, I see absolutely no reason to lift the travel warnings, he said. Germany issued a global travel warning. Really, it's a travel ban, right? Nobody's allowed to come in. Nobody's allowed to go out. So they issued that in mid-March, advising against non-essential travel abroad. The current warning has been extended to May 3, and the idea is then after that, they all come together, the government and Angela Merkel, to talk about the different governments from those states as to how to proceed. But, of course, Heiko Maas already said nothing is going to be lifted anytime soon. They have already brought Germans back to Germany who were someplace else, you know, when the travel ban started. They haven't even brought everybody back yet. But notice what this says. Those who have since returned to Germany still are likely to face a bill from the government for those emergency flights. So they're going to pay for that. It's not going to be cheap. Now, there was an incredible article by a German paper, Focus, as of today. It was titled, Reason Rather Than Plump Obedience. German Calmness is Success of Democracy. And in this article, the author argues that the passive reaction of most Germans to the authoritarian measures by their government is a sign of a strong and successful democracy, and can be explained by a trust in politics and their acceptable arguments. When I read articles like that, I'm asking myself the question, what does it take for the Germans to follow blindly the beast when that person arises? It won't take much. They're already willing to follow these measurements now, in many cases without questioning. Now, Der Spiegel took a completely different stance to this whole situation on April 17. They wrote, "Many Germans are growing impatient with the hesitant pace of efforts by the government to loosen the lockdown imposed to bring the number of coronavirus infections under control. And when will residents of Germany once again be able to exercise their constitutional rights, like going to church or attending a demonstration?" Going to church is an issue which is a hot one in Germany right now. The Pope, Pope Francis, who has been not only silent about this whole thing, who has been very supportive about these restrictions that churches shouldn't meet, suddenly seemed to have had a change of heart and a change of mind, because now he realizes what a devastating consequence all of this has had. And so the Catholic paper Katholisch.de wrote on April 17 that Pope Francis warned against the consequence of a relationship without the Church, the relationship with God without the Church, stating that an internet service, well, people are together and then they are not together. He went on to say that he spoke of a danger when religious communication only occurs through the media, and that one cannot just receive spiritual communion. This is not the Church, he said. Well, his previous far too ready adherence to and even approval of the authoritarian restrictions of the governments prohibiting church assemblies is now backfiring. And now the Pope is being forced to eat his own medicine and swallow that. And so Der Spiegel wrote on April 17. German Chancellor Angela Merkel conducted a video conference with the governors of Germany's 16 states. North Rhine-Westphalia Governor Armin Laschet, one of the candidates for chancellorship after Merkel steps down, so this Armin Laschet clashed with other meeting participants primarily on the issue of religion. He is a Catholic by confession, and he joined Governor Bodo Ramelow, a governor from another state, who is actually a member of the far-left party, in arguing that religious services should be permitted as long as certain measures were observed. Others noted that it is primarily the elderly. Now listen to this carefully. It shows you where that's all going. And think in terms of what happened in Nazi Germany when it comes to the elderly. So they say that it is primarily the elderly, those who are most at risk in the coronavirus epidemic, who attend church services. And that's the kind of singing that takes place during church services increases the risk of transmission via exhaled particles. Have you ever heard a nonsense and insanity like this? And these are governors in Germany making these statements. It goes on to say the decisive argument was delivered by, of all people, Bavarian governor Markus Söder, another guy who is trying to become chancellor. Now, he is a Protestant himself, but he is nonetheless head of a largely Catholic state, Bavaria. He pointed out that even the Pope, and here we go, the Pope celebrated Easter Mass completely on his own. Why should Germany do any different? See how this all is backfiring now on the Roman Catholic Church, on the Protestant Church. They have acquiesced for far too long, and now they have to live with the consequences. Now, Bild Online has been a mass tabloid, and they have been waving back and forth because they also want to be a population for all people, and they have a pretty good nerve as to what people want, and so because that's how they are selling their papers. And so if the people are for restrictions, they are for restrictions. And if the people were to be against restrictions, they are against restrictions. Now, they just published a commentary on April 16. "To give up the constitutional right of free exercise of religion because of reasons of protection against the epidemic is difficult to swallow. Now stores will soon be open again, but religious services remain prohibited. With that, any semblance of proportionality has disappeared, with which we could justify such a grievous intrusion into our freedom." So more and more people become quite nervous over there in Germany, especially when it comes to religious freedom. Today, a constitutional scholar, Hans-Michael Heinig, was quoted in the paper saying, "It might have been okay in the past to prohibit those freedoms. It is not okay any longer." So the German government got to deal with this somehow, unless they want to have a rebellion on their hands. Of course, the same goes for the United States of America, as we all should know, but I am specifically limiting myself here now to Germany. Deutsche Welle reported this morning that in Saxony, one of the German states, church assemblies with up to 15 people are now permitted for the first time. Now, I don't know where they get the 15 people from, but so they have been admitting that, but as we have just seen in Bavaria, for instance, it's not permitted, and in many of the other states it might not be permitted too for a while, until there comes some kind of an agreement, either or. So the question is, where is this all going to lead? We are preparing a new booklet, Obeying God Rather Than Men, in which we are pointing out from Scripture that the time will come when the mark of the beast is going to be enforced on people who are willing to take it. The mark of the beast, of course, has many different colors and shapes and applications. We all understand it has a lot to do with keeping the Sabbath and keeping God's holy days and not keeping Sunday and worldly holidays. But of course, a lot more is involved. It ultimately is talking about a rejection of God or an acceptance of God. And that includes all the commandments, all the statutes, all the judgments of God, or rejecting it. How many will readily accept the mark of the beast? Because it's the government, and the government tells us what to do, and so we have to just obey. It should be obvious when it comes to the Sabbath that obviously you have to keep it, right? But how far are we willing to go to compromise when it comes to keeping the Sabbath? Let me just say in conclusion, I have been looking at, observing carefully what other churches are doing, have been doing. And I'm not just talking about the Roman Catholic Church in Germany and the Protestant Church in Germany or the evangelicals here in this country. I'm also talking about the churches of God being part of the body of Christ. And I feel strongly, the more I have been observing them, that we see a Laodicean and Sardis spirit developing. And you all should know what the Sardis spirit is and what the Laodicean spirit is. And we have to be careful that we don't fall into this trap, that we have to stay within the Philadelphia spirit, obeying God no matter what, making no compromise whatsoever. That's what it's boiling down to. And we all should now make a strong commitment to ourselves and to God that, yes, Father, whatever you command of us to do, we will do. And if this means disobeying human laws, then that's what it means. And so now is the time, because we may not have that much more time. Once the mark of the beast is imposed on the people and it says the whole world will follow the beast, it will be too late. So when this booklet comes out, I encourage all of you to read it very carefully, look at all the scriptures, and make a commitment. Reconfirm a commitment which you've made, perhaps, at the time of your baptism. Think about it. Because if you are compromising, if you continue to compromise, God is not going to protect you. In fact, we read that he will pour out his plagues on you. And that's not anything you want to have in your life, I'm sure. So these are strong warnings, what we are seeing right now. And I could have talked about the United States. I could have talked about other countries. I wanted to focus on Germany for the simple reason that Germany is a country we have to take note of, insofar as the development of prophecy is concerned, when it comes to Europe, when it comes to the beast, when it comes to the collaboration between the beast and the false prophet. All of this is going to happen, and all of that is going to happen very, very soon.